The rest of the story. 1952. Emerson Mosier's hitch in the Army was over, and he returned stateside to his old job at the J. Rudolph Company, framing women's handbags. That means attaching metal frames to purses, $1 an hour. One Sunday at church, Emerson got to talking with an old friend who was also a supervisor at Binney and Smith. The friend said, "Look, Emerson, you've got a family to support on $1 an hour. Let me see if I can't get you a job at my company for more money." And that's how 24-year-old Emerson Mosier went to work for Binney and Smith as a floor boy in the packing department. Since his new job required him to load heavy boxes onto a conveyor belt for shipping, he would need a physical examination before he started. So Emerson went to the office of Dr. Wetmore, the Binney and Smith company physician. Dr. Wetmore's exam was more or less routine, but it included some tests not required by the firm. And when the results were in, the physician called Emerson back to his office. There was bad news. And this is the rest of the story. Emerson Mosier just sat there in Dr. Westmore's examining room silent for a moment, and then referring to the doctor's diagnosis, he said, "Does the company have to know?" The physician hesitated and then answered that no. No, the firm did not obligate him to reveal the outcome of that one particular test. Emerson said, "Good," and that's the way it would be. And he reported for work in the packing department, and he did his job well for 13 months. All along, there were job layoffs with seniority the criterion, and yet so punctual and agreeable and reliable and industrious was Emerson Mosier that Binney and Smith kept him on the job. Then one day, the front office decided to reward this valuable employee with a promotion. The company manufactured crayons, you see, and a position called for mix man. And that's the fellow who mixes the crayon colors and keeps a steady supply coming for the men who pour the molten wax into the crayon molds. And, of course, there would be an increase in pay. So Emerson jumped at the job, and he remained at that position, even though other positions, better-paying positions, were offered him through the years. 5 years became 10. 10 years became 20, and 20 became 30. And finally, last year, 1990, after 35 years of distinguished service at Binney and Smith, after making an estimated 1.4 billion crayons, Emerson Mosier, age 63, retired. Well, the company made a fuss over him. Emerson's retirement from the world's most colorful job became an international news story. And only now has he revealed to you and me the diagnosis of the company doctor. You remember 3.5 decades ago when he was taking his first physical examination at Binney and Smith? Remember the doctor found something wrong with him which the doctor promised never to tell? The results of that one medical test, according to the company's own regulations, did not have to be made public. And so, nobody ever knew until now that way back then, Binney and Smith, the Crayola Company, hired a man for its job as top crayon maker who was Emerson Mosier, who was colorblind. And now you know the rest of the story.